This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The continuing saga of the Also Foundation and Also Care, and that comes to us from Dean Beck's On the Line program.
That's a very interesting one too.
It is, and it's make sure you have a listen because there's Crusader Hillis from the Also Foundation and Jeff Richards and David Owen who are leading the reform team.
Melbourne's biggest gay voice has a fresh new sound. Fresh new sound. Joy 94.9.
On the Line, Dean Beck's program on Thursdays at midday, this week again included a comprehensive program on the continuing saga of the Also Foundation and Also Care. It started with an interview with Also Foundation CEO Crusader Hillis, who explained that a postal vote was now taking place as a result of four resolutions submitted by 10 members and a resolution containing 4 points submitted by the Also Committee, all to do with Also Care, the benevolent branch of Also, which still has money.
Well, since the Also's resolution a couple of weeks ago with the no vote, further developments have transpired, and joining us to bring us up to date on the latest from the Also Foundation is its CEO, Crusader Hillis. Welcome.
Hi, Dean.
Crusader, you have done a mail out to your members with some up-to-date information and call for a new resolution on some things. Can you take us through what's going on, please?
Yes, I can indeed. We received about a week and a half ago four resolutions from 10 members who has spoken about in the papers as being the requisitioners, because that's what they've actually asked us to put their resolutions to a postal vote, which under the rules of the organisation, the committee can decide to do. And so they did decide to put it through to a postal vote. We were, in fact, at the same time developing our own resolutions based on what our understanding of the current financial situation is, and in also in terms of its future over the next 2 years.
So is this vote the one that is initiated by the members or by the administration?
It's by both.
Okay.
So there's four resolutions that have been put by 10 members, and
right.
Then there is one resolution which has got four parts to it, which has been put by the committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And is it broken down into resolutions for Also Foundation and resolutions for Also Care, or how
does that
work?
It's everything is to do with Also Care and Benevolent Society, because that's the organisation with the Members Resolutions Fund. So it only refers to Foundation in terms of CARE's desire for Foundation to continue. The 10 Members Resolution would see the immediate closure of Also Foundation, whereas the Committee's Resolution would see the fact that the Also Foundation has been delivering on CARE's objects over a number of years. And we've put some information in the pack about how that is the case. And therefore, we see that both organisations, it would be a huge loss to our community to lose either organisation at this point. And we think that this is our last chance to really give them a good opportunity to work to well-worked-out business plans to survive and also do the work that they've been set up to do.
Now, you have put a lot of work into this mail-out. The business plans are separated, one for Foundation, one for Care. Could you briefly take us through some of the proposals in those business plans?
Well, the business plans for each of them see a greatly reduced staffing profile. That's a matter of necessity. We were, before the special general meeting in April, we were already working very much on very similar ideas for both organisations going forward. We probably hadn't got enough information through to members at that point for them to really understand what the future would be looking like. With the CARE, there would no longer have a CEO. It would have a person who would be called an administrative manager, who'd be working with the CARE committee, and the CARE committee would become a lot more voluntary-based and hands-on working than it does currently. because of the lack of staffing. But it would bring on a volunteers coordinator in order to greatly increase the sort of human resource capacity of care to start delivering on its direct services that it's been set up to do.
Now, one of the criticisms of the Also Foundation has been its staffing costs. I noticed in the proposal you still have $160,000 per annum listed as the staffing costs, as your running costs.
Yes, well, when you think about that, once you add superannuation and all the rest of it, that pretty much brings it down to about three people.
Right.
That's not these days. In fact, that's very, very low cost for staffing at three people. So it's not, that's by no means a sort of a big organisation.
And how do you propose to bring in the skills that you're going to need for both the running of Also Care and the Also Foundation? Because you're starting now at a very base level, I guess.
Look, in some ways we are, but in other ways there's a lot of people out there who are highly skilled in a whole range of different areas. For the care situation, for one thing, it's going to be relying partly on three reference groups, like there'll be the Youth Action Plan reference group, the Seniors Action Plan reference group, and the Direct Services reference group, which will be looking at disability, housing, homelessness and crisis. It would also have a committee which would be set up for fundraising, bequests and donations. So there's a lot of skills right there up at the top beyond the committee of management, which is 12 people. The administration manager would be working with each of those committees in order to ensure, and with the board, in order to ensure that what the committee of management wants to happen would be happening on a day-to-day basis. It allows us to bring in some casuals and freelance staff, some consultants, casuals and freelance staff. In this day and age, the best organisations rely strongly on expertise for short periods of time rather than trying to invest in ongoing staff and then expecting them to be across everything. I think the day and age has gone where we really can have big staff groups. We actually need to have the resources put aside in order that if we come up with a good project, that we bring someone on to deliver that project in a short period of time under very clear understandings of the deliverables from them.
And honing those skill sets.
And then a volunteers coordinator, which would also be involved in attracting very highly skilled volunteers to be working in this, because we are talking about care being a charity.
And I would have thought a volunteers coordinator would have been certainly a vital position for the ongoing running of both organisations.
Well, it is. And in fact, what we've got is a volunteers coordinator for one day a week in Foundation and 1.5 days a week in Care. And the idea would be that would be the same person who would be then looking after both organisations and in many cases being able to use the same volunteers across both organisations depending on their skill sets and their interests. And then obviously we need a bookkeeper in Care, which would bring down just to one day a week.
One of the important jobs that Also has been doing is looking after youth in emergency crisis situations. Is that still going on?
Oh goodness, yes. That's actually one of the major aspects of what Care does at the moment. And, of course, it would be done. It's very little hands-on from our point of view because we have an excellent partner in place called Family Access Network. The biggest problem with the program at the moment is that we've only got two houses. They're both in the eastern suburbs and they're always full. We get up to four phone calls a week from other agencies asking what to do about same-sex attracted and gender-questioning kids who are finding it very difficult in the emergency accommodation they're in at the moment. So there's two very big jobs to do. There's one job is to be able to try to find other partners across the state who would be prepared to either set up their own houses for queer kids or would actually be in the process where they'd be very prepared to take on workplace development training and ensure that the places that kids are coming to are safe and appropriate and that the staff have a very strong understanding of what the needs of these kids are.
Crusader, just in wrapping up, the Also Care and Benevolent Society have called a special general meeting for 7 p.m. Wednesday, the 22nd of June. In advance of that, there's this postal vote. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, the postal ballot closes on the 7th of June. And by that stage, we will know whether or not the members support the four resolutions from the 10 members, which, as I said, would see Foundation wind up, but would only allow Care to operate for a number of weeks because of its current liabilities. Because for one thing, you can't just sack everybody and then not pay them their redundancy entitlements. They all operate under awards, and so it's very important that they follow the legal process in that.
Have your say. Call 1300 JOY 949.
You are on Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. Now, if you have a comment, a question, 0427 JOY 949, on air at joy.org.au or phone 1300 JOY 949. That interview with Crusader was interesting. I wasn't aware that also Care is responsible for the debts of Also Foundation. I thought they were separate organisations.
Yeah, I think we'll hear a little bit more about that in the next interview.
Okay. Well, following on from Crusader's interview there, on the line spoke with lawyer and former Also Treasurer David Owen and longtime member and activist Jeff Richards. And I think you'll find this puts the other side.
To discuss the situation with Also is a former treasurer. He was treasurer from 1992 to 96. He's a life member of Also. He's also a life member of the Victorian AIDS Council and Midsummer. His name is David Owen. Welcome.
Hi, Dean.
Also joining us, I shouldn't use that term, joining us as well is Jeff Richards. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, Dean. Good afternoon, listeners.
Now, David Owen, can you please take us through where we're at with the situation with Also from your perspective?
My concern is that the existing committee have just shown that they have no ability to manage or the Also Care finances. If you actually look at the combined organisations of Also Care and Also Foundations over the last 3 years, they have gone from, in 2008, there was a combined profit of $51,000, 2009, a combined loss of $289,000, 2010, a combined loss of $240,000, and year to date to 18th April this year, a combined loss of $240,000.
That adds up to how much?
About $800,000 in 3 years, losses. But the other issue is equity. In other words, what cash you have in the bank, what you have invested. In 2008, the combined group had $1.1 million in the bank in investments. 2009, because of losses, it's gone down to $858,000. 2010, dropped again, now to $647,000. Year to date to April this year, all that's left in the bank effectively is $374,000.
Which would be just about enough to pay off the debts. And that's about it, really, isn't
that's,
it?
That's a big issue as to what the debts are.
Right.
The financial accounting seems to be woeful.
Jeff Richards, you left the you led the no vote at the last resolution. What is going on with this current state of play? There are four resolutions from the members. There's another resolution from the Board of Management. Can you please explain what's going on there?
Well, part of that, Dean, is trying to follow a decent legal process. It's nice of Crusader to bring that up, because he and his cohorts have certainly not followed the law at all. And in taking money as they have done without the permission of the members' fund is an abuse, and it's an unauthorised access to funds. And they've actually admitted it now, and I see all these motions that they've put up is the last desperate efforts to get an elephant stamp for taking money. Now, the fact that it is supposedly being put to use, no one's saying it was taken and stolen. No one at all. To say that it was put to good use in Also Foundation is rubbish. the salaries and administration took most of that. I'm sure of that. Just look at Crusader and the offsider that was brought in there at about 80,000. There was 200,000 a year taken out in that aspect alone. So that what we're saying is we have no confidence at all in those people. They won't accept that the last vote at 52 votes to 37 was a vote of no confidence, particularly so when you take the 37 included all their 10 directors and staff. There was a massive vote against them. They didn't accept it, so we put that up again to make sure that you say we don't like the administration that's there.
Jeff, ultimately the board and its members can vote or can dismiss their staff, can they not?
They can and they should have, but they won't. And they for some reason, they don't believe in the powers and duties and responsibilities of directors and the fact that they were misled. And they should have started an investigation into that and most certainly dismissed the CEO and that treasurer that's been there the whole time, Gerard Brody. And he signed things and stated that they would return loans. They've called them loans, but in our investigation, we can find absolutely no evidence, no documentary evidence of the loans or the letters of comfort. I think these were loaded onto the committee at a late point as a reason for taking the money.
David Owen, you're a lawyer and a former treasurer of the organisation. Can you give us your perspective on the way it has played out?
Well, the real problem is just a loss of confidence. And one of the items that you look to is the loan. Now, in 2009, there was no loan from Also Care to the Also Foundation. That's fine. In 2010, audited accounts, there was a loan of $54,000. And as of April this year, that loan had gone up to $79,000. Now, I know a member consulted a lawyer, and the lawyer, I've seen a copy of a fax of the 3rd of May to the Also Care, requesting a copy of the loan agreement. And in the Also Foundation accounts, there's a paragraph in the director's report signed by Mr. Brody saying that Also Care have agreed to provide financial support in the form of management fees to the Also Foundation. So the lawyers asked for a copy of this undertaking or letter of comfort. Now, that was on the 3rd of May. Nothing was received, certainly no documents. I have seen a copy of the lawyer's letter again on the 11th of May, saying, where are these documents? And then there was another letter of the 12th of May, where are these documents? Now, I'm told by the member, and he was getting this legal advice, that he has received nothing. Now, also do say in some of their documentation that they're trying to be open and transparent. Now, if they have a loan agreement, they should front it and let people see it. As a lawyer, the normal things I would say in a loan agreement is that you would say when the loan is repayable. Is it on demand? Is it 12 months? What's the interest rate? Or if no interest rate's payable, say that. And then you'd say, what is the security? Is Also Foundation going to give a debenture? Or is it going to have personal guarantees, perhaps, of one of its directors?
As it currently stands, is the foundation trading insolvent?
There is a deficiency of assets shown in the accounts presented to members on the 18th of April. The directors of the foundation say that they are not trading insolvently. However, they do not. If all debts are called in, they cannot pay them.
Wouldn't that by definition mean that they're trading insolvently?
The directors claim that they're not insolvents. My view is they can't pay their debts. And that is why they are asking the Also Care members to save them.
Jeff Richards, there is this vote that has to be done by mail prior to the special general meeting on the 22nd of June. No doubt we'll be talking quite a bit more about this before then. What is the four elements that are being called for by its members?
In the petitions that we've put up, Dean?
Yes, yes.
Yes, there's no point in having a committee there, a committee of five, if they won't accept due process of law and make loans and reach agreements that are outside their powers to do. Now, you don't need them, and we have no confidence in them, and that's why I'm asking people to vote them out.
And Jeff, could we perhaps go to the resolution, because that might give some more clarity?
Please.
Because the first resolution is that the members of Also Care have no confidence in the members of the committee for permitting over $200,000 to be taken from the Members' Resolution Fund without the authority of members and in contravention of a specific resolution of members.
You're calling for the committee to be disbanded immediately?
The first resolution is that the members have no confidence in the committee. The next resolution is that under Rule 62, that all existing elected members be removed from the committee. In other words, that they leave and that postal elections for new members be held.
And that makes sense too. They've not shown any evidence of experience in managing.
Well, it doesn't seem to be getting any better for the Also Foundation at least. What is the long-term future of Also Care?
Oh, none at all. If that group is allowed to continue, there's very little money left. And if you analyse the results of what they've put out now, and in effect they're saying, give us a blank cheque so that we can pay everything that we haven't told you about, and there'll be that little left that I would say within 12 months both organisations would collapse. What we're proposing is to save Also Care and not fold up the foundation, but put it into recess until they get the money side of their work underway. Remember, they have to get funds in. They've never done it. That was part of Crusader's job. That was part of the management development marketing person. None of that has come in. Yet we get glossy, glorified 4 and 5 year strategy plans. So the long-term future under the existing administration is nothing. It will be gone inside 12 months. That money will go.
David Owen, we've had this message come through on our email. The plans still show an organisation with virtually no guaranteed income planning to spend almost $200,000 a year on staff. I think it was about $160,000 actually. But where is the $200,000 of income to cover it? The shop makes a loss. The directory only covers its costs. They're still trying to do too much with no money, and the whole thing still rests on the same old idea of draining the existing funds. That's from Matt at Caulfield. David, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree with that. If you actually look at the committee's draft business plans, they for Also Care show expenses of $115,000, of which salaries are $60,000 and admin including rent is $35,000. So they're spending 83% of whatever income they have on salaries and admin. You look at the foundation, their total expenses are $290,000, salaries are $160,000 and consultants, and admin including rent is $55,000. They're spending 74% on admin and salaries. If you combine both organisations, their total salaries are $220,000 per annum. This is just getting ridiculous. It is ridiculous because there's not the money there. There is $386,000 that's meant to last, or hopefully would last, for a couple of years. The way they're going, they will run out of money probably in mid-2012.
Finally, Jeff Richards, you are, I gather, calling that your four resolutions be upheld and that the postal, that all members that have received this information, and I've got to say, it is a minefield of information that's been sent out and extremely confusing.
Well, look to the mail out. I asked members to wait until we send out a recommendation, and we'll be doing that early next week. Look to that mail out. The $50,000 that we're asking in the petition gets us up to the annual general meeting. We shouldn't be planning further than that because we'll be getting the ghastly news by then of the audited financial statements. They'll be ghastly, and we shouldn't be planning any further ahead, and that's what that $50,000 is for. So it's rubbish to say that they haven't got enough money to last another 2 or 3 months.
Thank you very much for your input on the line today.
Thank you very much, Dean, David, and all the supporters out there. Do support our four petitions. It's the only way to save Also Care.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Richards there. Now, David Owen, in wrapping up, you've got a few things to say.
There was just a point I wanted to make about the Opportunity Shop. It's never made a profit. Its loss in 2010 was $37,600 in the audited accounts. The budgeted loss for the current year is $30,300. Yet if you go to the Also Foundation business plan, they have taken over the Opportunity Shop from Care and put it into Foundation.
And that's a new development.
It's unusual, but it's even worse because they now say it's going to make a profit of $45,000. And there's no detail of how you make a profit of $45,000 when you've, for the last 2 years, lost more than $30,000 a year. The rent on the shop is $65,000, salaries are $55,000, it costs $120,000, and on top of that, it gets about $100,000 of income. It gets about $200 a day in takings. That has to stop or be transferred to the staff to run, but it's just not working. And the whole concept of moving a loss venture from also care and then claiming it's a profit in foundation is just farcical.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks.
And we've had this message come through on the SMSer. It's outrageous what has been going on at Also. It's clear deception, not only from the directors to the community, but to themselves. It's very sobering, and it's a reminder that we need to be much more involved and engaged with community organisations. Yes, we were deceived, but we also let this one happen. That's from Travis.
Hi, this is Kylie Minogue, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You most certainly are. Now, we've got a couple of messages here. First one says, this is a disgrace that Also Foundation take money without permission and spend it on salaries and not delivering any outcomes. This one, Crusader, what an apt name. He's certainly on a crusade to spend all the money he can on keeping his job. Well, that's a bit rough. Jack asks, how much is the CEO getting paid? Don't know. And this one, why do Also directors think they can ignore the law and member votes? What have they been doing for the last month? Nero fiddled, and so do Also.
Those were particularly full-on sort of interviews in that segment. We let it go. It's not longer than usual, but it's worthwhile because people need to know what's happening.
And, you know, if you are an Also member, you will have received those resolutions. Have a think about them. Make a decision. Consider it. But make sure that you cast your vote. You're on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
QNN coming up.
Absolutely.
Got something to say? Let us know. Call 1300-JOY-949.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.